Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
I'm NFL linebacker TJ Watt, and this is my personal best. YPB by Abercrombie is the activewear I'm always wearing. That's why I reached out to co-design their latest drop. I worked with designers to create high-performance activewear that holds up to my toughest workouts. Shop YPB by Abercrombie in-store, online, and in the app. Because your personal best is greater than anything.
This is the Stinking Truth.
Meanwhile, Detroit, I wanted to get Baltimore out of the way because I want to spend some time here on Detroit here at the end of our chat today. Not only are they the team to beat now, I got to ask, are they the team to beat now in the NFL? But do we need to start referring to and thinking of Dan Campbell as the best coach in the NFL?
Yeah, like that's a big statement. And I think it's a fair statement. I mean, you know, we've gone from this biting kneecaps press conference to 3-13. And then I think it was a 1-6 start in his second year. And the hot seat was like people were talking about the hot seat. And then all of a sudden they finished the year, going 3 wins, then a loss, then 3 wins, and then a loss, and then another. Like they went on a 7-2 run at the end of the year, whatever it was. I can't remember exactly. Math is not my strong suit. But you know where I'm at on that. And incredible turnaround. And then we all talked about losing both coordinators and Ben Johnson, you know, and how imperative he is to the Detroit Lions. And week one, man, they looked bad, Mike. Offensively, they looked bad. And we were all like, uh-oh, here we go. And what happens? They right the ship. The last 2 weeks, they've been an offensive juggernaut. They have really looked great as a football team. And can we just put some respect on Dan Campbell's name? I always say that Dan Campbell is dumb like a fox. You know, he plays the role of meathead really well, but he is so respected within that locker room. He is so respected as an offensive mind. He knows what he wants. He understands, you know, he understands football at an incredibly high level. He played the game for a very long time, Mike, and he understands physicality. He understands the importance of running the football. He understands how to take pressure off his quarterback. And just that franchise in general, from Brad Holmes, their GM, you look at the drafts. It is, if you want to look at how to build a football team, how to take a football team from a laughing stock to one of the most respected franchises in football, just look at the Detroit Lions. Look at what they have built. Their drafts have been on. Go back to 2016 with Decker. Go back to 2016 with Glasgow. Go back through the drafts over the last few years. They've been remarkable. Remarkable. I mean, you look at Brian Branch and how great a player Brian Branch is. Hutchinson, unbelievable player that Hutchinson is. You look at Penei Sewell, arguably the best offensive lineman in football. You look at Amon-Ra St. Brown, Williams, like Jameson Williams is tremendous. Sam Laporta, Like, he's right up there in that group of five of the best tight ends in football. You look at the way they've built their team, the free agents going out and getting Montgomery. And while you're having Montgomery, still having the wherewithal to pick Gibbs.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's amazing. It's a case study on how to build a football team. And then the production they're getting from all those guys offensively, and ultimately going out and believing in Jared Goff. And, like, I'm not going to call Jared Goff a top five quarterback, Mike, but he's somewhere between 6 and 9.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
And you talk to Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell wouldn't trade him for anybody. He's like, his ability to throw it into tight windows, he's the best tight window quarterback I've ever watched play. And he's not running away from anybody. He's not going to scramble around. But that dude just competes, and he plays his butt off. And so, yeah, I mean, coach of the year. The other thing you have to think about with Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions is, how have they changed the game?
Influential.
Right.
Absolutely.
We talk about, like, you know, the first time I ever met Sean Payton, Sean Payton had me come out to his facility with New Orleans, and he takes me in his office. So he asked me to speak after they won a championship, because I'm a sought after public speaker.
Well, you're one of the few people that know what it's like to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Or might do in a row.
Right. And many, 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 many people, companies, you know, seek out the wisdom of one stink.
Yes.
They're like, we need you to address our corporate fellowship. And I'm like, for a small fee, I can definitely
shake that moneymaker.
For a small fee and a first class ticket and five star accommodations, I can be yours. And so, so he has me out to New Orleans. And the first thing he does, he takes me up to his office. And, you know, they had these, back then they had these big square beta projectors with the beta tapes. And he grabs tape from 97, 98 Broncos, and he plugs it in. And he's watching, like, Howard Griffith motion outside the formation and get out wide outside the numbers and then motion back in. And he goes, genius. He goes, so simple, but genius. He goes, he's the first guy that ever gave his quarterback a man zone read by moving running backs out in and out of the backfield to see who matches them. Do they just kick it over and have a corner over there, or do they move the linebacker all the way outside the numbers? And so, like, he's like, brilliant stuff. And so Shanahan is really kind of the modern day, like, you look at Bill Walsh and what he meant to offense, and then how Mike Shanahan took Bill Walsh's offense in the passing game and then added the zone running game to it and all the boot action off of it and created his own style of the West Coast offense. And then you look at how influential that has been with the Sean McVays and the Kyle Shanahans and the Matt LaFleurs and all the different guys who have come out of that tree. It's tremendous. And so, you know, Sean had me at that facility to talk about all those things and to, you know, and to talk to his team. I don't even remember how we started this, but because I was so busy.
The influence of Dan Campbell. Because
I'm
with you, because if you think about the coaches that have come along that have done things in a way that really evolved and changed the game, I would argue Dan Campbell's one of the most influential. I mean, we had some, you know, we had the Brandon Staley's of the world who, for example, would go for it on fourth down. But Dan Campbell, the aggressiveness with which he coaches and how you see it now every Sunday in the NFL is, you know, for a longtime football fan like myself, this has been a sudden, shocking, almost overnight welcomed change to football that I think history will look back on as Dan Campbell being sort of the pioneer for all of that.
Yeah, you know what happened? You know what happened? I got off of just legacy and how you change things and started talking about myself, which is my favorite topic.
Yeah.
And I got lost because I'm looking at the camera as I'm talking to you, and I caught a glimpse of my dreamy blue eyes that matches my shirt.
Yeah.
And the next thing I know, I was waxing poetic about me.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun.
It is your favorite subject.
It is. And I lost track of what we're really on.
That's okay. It happens every day, folks, on our radio show. Right. Don't worry. I'm very good at bringing Mark back.
Thank you. Thank
you. Come on back, big fella. Come on back.
So I got to the point of talking about Shanahan and the influence he has had on the National Football League. One of the reasons he should be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, it's silly that he's not in there already because he's been such a huge influence. But Dan Campbell's influence on going forward on fourth down and being aggressive. And, you know, one of the things that resonates with me talking to Dan about just his fourth down philosophy, this is early in his coaching career. And he's just like, I want to do it so much that when we get to fourth down, unlike when I was a player, you get to a fourth down situation, even a third down and long situation, and you're puckered up.
Yeah.
And for me, it completely changes. Because on third down and long, hey, man, we know already we're going for it on fourth down. So even if we say, hey, it's third down and nine, let's go get four of this or five of this and put us in the third down and four or fourth down and four. And I want to have my team so used to going for it that there's no stress.
Yeah.
And I can tell you throughout my own career, man, third down and long, you want to talk about puckered up.
Yep.
I mean, you could. I mean, the old put the coal in the butt crack and come out with a diamond. That's how my life lived. And fourth down, forget about going for it on fourth down. I can't even think about how many times. Like, there's probably a handful of times in my career where we ever went for it on fourth down.
Yeah,
it just wasn't something.
I know, wasn't done.
It just wasn't something you did. And Dan Campbell can be credited to the guy who really did that in the NFL, that really made that the thing to do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Well, it's once again, it didn't take long, huh, for the Lions to go from some question marks after week one to now arguably looking like, you know, the team to beat in the NFL. It can change rapidly, huh?
Yeah, it really can. And I do think one thing about Detroit, they're kind of America's team, right?
Yes.
Aren't they? Like, don't find anybody outside, like, the division, outside Green Bay, but even I think Packer fans still, like, there's still this, like, lovable, you know, loser, the franchise forever. There's this feeling, like, even if you played in that division and let's say you got bounced in the playoffs and stuff and Detroit was still in it, where you'd be like, gosh, I kind of hope they win. Like, across America, like, there are teams that I'm sick of that I don't like. Kansas City, good riddance. I hope you lose them all. Like, I really do. Like, I genuinely don't like Kansas City. But is there anybody in America that doesn't like Detroit?
No. No.
Can we switch from the Dallas Cowboys being America's team? Can we just start calling the Detroit Lions America's team?
I think you could probably go up to 100 football fans and say, okay, if your team can't win it this year, which team instead would you like to see win? I bet you 80% of those fans would say, yeah, I'd be okay with Detroit.
That'd
Detroit
be my
Buffalo, maybe Detroit or Buffalo.
That'd be my first choice.
Yeah.
Buffalo is in the AFC, so I want to see the Broncos.
Right.
But like if the Broncos don't win it, you know, based on the four falls of Buffalo and the fact that, you know, my team in 91 just absolutely opened a can of whoop ass on the Buffalo Bills, And what Dallas did to him, and then what the Giants did, what the NFC East did to him. I mean, it was like, it was, that's pathetic. But yeah, I would, like, Buffalo would be number two on my list. Detroit would definitely be the number one team on my list that I would like to see, if my team can't win it, that I would like to see go to a championship and win it.
All right. Well, they certainly looked the part the other night.
They did it that, and Dan Campbell, like I said, he plays the role of Meathead. Well, that guy is really smart, dumb like a fox.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.